All right, and we're live.
Welcome.
Half awesome. Yo, see, we're gonna soundbite.
Yo,
right
so
now.
Honestly, so this is our third episode of Half Acid.
We should consider the first because the first two are just
no.
Super amateur, but it's fine.
I love them.
Yeah, I love them too. But I don't.
I got to say,
terrible.
I got to say what was on my heart.
I hear you,
and it felt right with my spirit. Amen.
It felt wrong with everybody who hit me up about that Down syndrome joke.
Hey, but you know what? I don't care.
Yeah, I do. Though.
I don't care.
I do.
Yo, so again, welcome to Half Acid. You can find us on all major streaming platforms. What is it? Stitcher,
Apple Music,
yeah.
Apple Podcasts, excuse me, and Spotify.
Yeah, all of them.
We'll be also
on a website. We got a website.
We definitely do, and you should follow it. It's called Half Acid. How it sounds.
just how it sounds. Yo, by the way, I'm your co-host, Trip. He got on me last time talking about.
Yeah, I did. You know what I'm saying? He said host, and I was like, that's crazy, man. Like, he turned me into Robin real fast, but it's cool. I'm the co-host. You know, Don Kishon, they call me Philly sometimes. The females call me Jelani, you know, and but don't call me Jelani. My name is Kishon. We don't know you that well, so we don't
yeah. Well, call me Trip. All
right? Yeah, call him Trip.
Or Triple D, Dirty Diaper Drew, because I never change. I don't care what the critics said. I don't care what the critics said about me in the first two episodes. Mm-hmm. We still got 5-star reviews.
Absolutely. You know? From how many people?
And we love it. It was four of them.
Okay, well, they all 5-star, right?
Yeah, it's 5-star nonetheless.
It's cool. No worries.
Today we have a special guest. This is my brother, and I'm a big fan.
Exactly. I'm a fan too. I just met him though, by the way. So I'm, you know, it's cool. You know,
I'm a big fan. Ricky Reek.
Yo.
How's it going, bro?
What's good?
I'm giving you a dap like we wasn't sitting here for 2 hours talking already.
Yeah.
But that's what you got to do when you're on camera.
Yeah.
Yo, so let the people know who you are. Give them your social media, whatever.
Ricky Reek, R-E-E-K-Y-R-I-Q. R-E-E-K-Y-R-I-Q.
Ah.
One more time.
R-E-E-K-Y-R-I-Q.
Hey. And, let us know what RIQ stands for.
RIQ stands for Rhythm and Quality.
That's tough. Shit. Burr, burr, burr. Oh, wait.
Shit.
My bad. Burr, burr, burr is for when Felix say that mook. All right.
And we start right now.
Yeah.
We start right now. That's crazy.
And we start right now.
We start right now.
My boy is a artist. I'm going to say it like that. He's an artist. He sings.
No, don't put him
he
in
the raps.
Box.
With the fashion, with the fat, you see the fit.
Mm-hmm.
You see the. I'm on my. What's the guy who's always yelling?
Oh, Funk.
Funk. You see the fix? We don't got a sound bar.
Man, we need a sound bar so bad. Oh wow, we need a sound bar so bad.
Yo, so now, when I first met you, it was about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I heard a song called Indigo Queen.
Yeah.
I heard Spruce.
Uh-huh.
You dropped the stimulus last year on them.
You feel me?
Way better than any. I'm not gonna lie. I got the bread. So I ain't gonna say your stimulus was better than the stimulus I got. I got the bread. You know what I mean? But Rhythm and Quality was definitely what you dropped for us.
You ready?
Yeah. So Philly, you have any?
Oh man, bro. Like I just heard it for the first time like 2 days ago, and I'm like, yo, wow, it sounds like some real. Like, no offense, cause I don't like mix an artist, say this artist, sound another
fake.
Artist.
We
I don't want but I'm not gonna lie to you. Some JID in there though, and some JID and some Kendrick in there.
I understand that.
And I ain't gonna lie, I was like, you know what, man? Like, I can listen to this, man.
All right.
And you play something. What's the one that we played like a little while ago? And I was like, you know, get into it. You know
that guy.
I like that. You know what I'm saying? That sounds like some workout shit, some shit I could run, you know, I can catch the bus with. You know what I'm saying?
If I was a wrestler,
you come out with that shit.
Tyken Tron, you know, I'm doing the D'Lo Brown, all of that.
Yeah.
I'm doing, and I'm coming out to that guy.
I used to do the D'Lo Brown when I was a kid. So I used to low-key look like fucking D'Lo Brown. That was the worst part about it, too.
You know what? And it's sad because people say, hey, you guys look like, are y'all brothers?
It's crazy. And he
and
D'Lo fucking Brown.
They thought I looked like D'Lo Brown.
Yo, why was his name D'Lo?
I don't, you know what?
Anyway, back to Reek, right?
back to Reek. Yo, all right, so like I said, I'm a big fan. You got the music going.
Thank you.
The music is amazing. We're going to play two of your singles. All
right.
We're going to give them a little taste of it and then send them to all the streaming platforms so that they know, you want to hear the rest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go do the work. Do the work for yourself. Don't have me doing the work for you.
We don't hold hands in this bitch. We don't hold hands. I got you to the door. You open the fucking door. We don't guide you to the door, though. You know
what I'm saying? This is what I told my daughter the other day. I said, hey. That's your homework, not mine.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yo, that new math is hard.
That new math is fucking hard. That new math be playing games.
My son is in third grade. He asked me some shit. I'm not gonna say like, yo, what are you doing here?
What the fuck?
Am I supposed to understand this? It's
crazy. It's crazy work, bro. My God. But real quick, a random question. You're an artist. Mm-hmm. You sing. I'm an artist. I played one of my unreleased singles in the second episode. If you didn't hear it, just go back, double back on that. I will be punishing you guys with more of my music, but that's for future episodes. All right, this is episode 3. We already planned episode 5, but episode 5 is gonna be our gang talk. Right. Okay. You know what I mean, because we're gangsters.
Absolutely.
We're gangsters. Yeah. But like I said, we're gonna be playing two of your songs. But the question I have for you is, what's your go-to karaoke song?
Go-to karaoke?
You can say Making My Way Downtown Walking Fast.
Shit. That's a hood classic now.
It is a hood classic,
That's
too.
A hood classic now.
I mean, all Terry Crews aside, you know what I'm saying?
Probably You Should Let Me Love You.
I
knew you was a dirty Mac nigga. That's my nigga, right? Yeah. I knew you was a dirty Mac nigga. Tell him the other nigga, man. Maybe I just don't get it.
Exactly. Nah,
do you enjoy being hurt?
That dirty Mac game is crazy.
Like, I love it, bro. Sick. Do you enjoy being hurt? Like, I love that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I know you see the makeup.
The perfume, the makeup on the shirt. Mario's a foul dude.
foul. Yo, but Felix, what's your go-to?
Huh?
What's your go-to?
Shit, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. So Sick is cute. You know, that's my shit. You know what I'm saying? He sounds good, and Neil has problems. You know what I'm saying? So it goes with my persona.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Mine is a classic. Says she flirt with her boyfriend Benjamin, that money and bling, so she go bed with him. That song is sick.
It's the greatest AIDS song I've ever heard.
Sick.
The greatest AIDS song I've ever heard in my life, bro.
Remember, we used to grind.
I got grind to
we
a song.
We used to dub to this song.
To a girl catching the hiv, yo.
Catching hiv, bro.
She caught the AIDS.
At the age of 11.
And I was on the wall. And on she wall. Was catching the hiv.
You was on the wall. My homie was holding my back up while I was.
I didn't have none of those friends. My niggas let me fall.
No. I had my boys.
Oh, my niggas. They let me fall. And I fell.
That's tough.
I fell.
Yeah, so now we're about 1 minute in, but I just want to get one of them out of the way. I want to play it because, like, man, when I tell you this guy is, and I'm a real fan, and I know you could I know you could tell, but like I'm a real fan. I'm gonna play this one song that I fuck with, and I hope you guys fuck with it. It's called That Guy. I'm gonna play that real quick.
That's my shit,
I'm gonna play a little bit of it. You guys are gonna love it, and let's get it. What's up, dog?
Hey, man, come on.
You know what?
Super fucking unprofessional, this guy.
Half-assed, just like it sounds.
Yeah, just like it sounds. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm gonna play this one instead. It's called Social Distance.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm trying to get listen to the other one though, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's got me thinking, they say you fuck this life, that niggas never listen. Want to see you, my dad, fuck the law. I'm about to hop in a car, take the Uber radar. Social distance got me thinking vicious, cause I really need you, you the one I'm missing. I want to see you, my dad, fuck the law. I'm about to hop in a car, check my Uber radar. I wanna feel your body, you be so. Studied you all night like the next day you turn. You be sweating, you burn. None of you never listen. Ride me like a soldier, like you on a mission. And I be feeling cause you my addiction. Let me start.
I know they fucking with it, bro.
And I got the dance moves.
Let me shut the fuck up.
Shake that ass up, can't call me booze. When it's time to leave, then you start to get mood. So,
bro.
When I say a bop. When I say a bop, now I know I chose one song.
Hey, can we find the other one though, bro?
I know we chose one song to play for right now, but you could actually just go random with it, and you're gonna hear some rhythm and quality. Mm-hmm. Names have meanings, dog. And my mom started me out like with that. Like when I was growing up, mm-hmm. she would go hard, bro. When I tell you, my mom went hard, and she probably watching. And that's word to Evelyn Walker. She went hard on me, like, "Oh, what's your name mean, boy? What's your name mean?" Mm-hmm. My mom don't talk like that. You know, I'm doing this for dramatic effect. "What's your name mean, boy? What's your name mean, boy?" And like, I had to like study that and remember it. And like, when it comes to names, I believe that names have meaning because like that's how I was raised. And rhythm and quality is definitely what you're gonna get when you listen to this man's music. Felix, you have.
Well, names have a lot of meaning, and I like that. I like the fact that reek really stands for something else. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? My mother, you know, it's funny because my name is Jeleni. My government first name is Jeleni. You know what I'm saying? And it's actually a play on my father, Glenn, and my mother is Mind Your Fucking Business. So like right. So that, you know what I'm saying? But you know, and they when they mesh it together, it still makes no sense. So like, I asked my mom, "Hey, what does my name mean?" She told me epidural is really strong when you're when you're having a baby. But I also like, so yeah, that's that. Anyway, so however though, I ain't gonna lie, I'm no fake nigga, bro. I'm not the A&R. You do not give me a music to listen to and think I'm gonna listen to it. However, my bro gave me a shit. I'm like, "Yo," he said, "listen to it." I was like, "Okay, I'll listen to it." And I was fucking with it automatically, like instantly, bro. That's and right. I'm not gonna lie, that's a big compliment coming from me. Because bro, I'm not gonna lie, all you SoundCloud guys who are so talented, I will not listen. However, you, though, I like it a lot. Bro, question, right? Mm-hmm. What makes you different than the rest of these guys, bro? Like, what do you feel like you bring to, like, to the game, to the industry?
I really feel like I bring, like, originality. Mm-hmm. I feel like everybody is, like, in a box right now. You feel me? Everybody's, right. like, trapped. Yeah. You feel me? And I feel like that's where I come in at. You know, I come in, I'm doing something different, so it's something different for your ear. You might want to listen to it.
That's going
to
be a meme soon.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. You might, you're just going to just jam to it. You're not going to think it's the same thing as everybody else. You feel me?
Right.
That's just
right.
My opinion about my shit.
Nah, and that's really, really confident. I like that. And that speaks volumes. Like, who would you say is like a main influence? Not even main influence, but who, even if you don't sound like him on your, you know what I'm saying? You don't take from him. Yeah. Who, mm-hmm. who just gets the energy out of you? What artist would you say, like, you gets and that?
If you don't have like any main influence, like what's your top? Who's your top five?
No, that's too. No. I ain't gonna let him get off. I want mine, and I want that one too. Who are your top five? And you gonna stay? You gonna
hey, yo? I'm gonna keep,
wait, 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 wait! What happened?
He said, yeah. "I want mine, and I want yours too."
Okay, we got him. That's number one. That's number one. There will be four more. I guarantee you, there'll be four more in here. All right, cool. Jesus Christ, man.
That's wild.
Wait, hey yo, my man Moo Murder in the back, real talk. My man Money Moo, you know what I'm saying? He plays along with this really arrogant shit, bro. Yeah, my man over here in the corner, y'all can't see him.
All right, but he's not letting me off. Let's get the answer.
He's not letting me off. Get the answer, man, bro.
Not let him off. Hey,
yo. No, I'm joking.
Oh, wait, for real? Let's go.
Come on. Come on, let's go. All
right, so my top inspiration of all time would probably have to be like Michael Jackson.
Mm, okay.
You feel me? Okay. And I don't have a top five, I have like a starting five. And like a six man type shit.
Okay. I like that.
So Michael was at point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
And then second you got Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill is right. At the two guard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Third is Busta Rhymes.
Okay, you got the wing.
He definitely a wing. Definitely a wing.
I seen him here the other day.
I seen Busta Rhymes at Flatbush, bro. Yeah. Like I was taller than him. Go ahead.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Really like fourth, that. I would probably say Kanye.
Kanye. Sure. That's a stretch right there. Kanye is a stretch it, big right
is
there.
Is it a stretch for Trip?
Stretch big
is
right there.
Is it a stretch for Trip?
Don't hey.
I mean,
is it a stretch? Okay.
All right, I'm gonna let you finish.
All right.
I'm gonna let you finish.
Okay.
But Kanye is the greatest artist of all time.
Kanye is top five greatest artist of all time.
I grew up on Kanye.
Kanye is greatest top five greatest of all time. In my book. Let me tell you right now. I'm real quick, let me cut you off real quick. And you're going to tell me the last one. Drew's top favorite artist, top five rappers of all time. Listen to it. Kanye, Kanye, and Kanye, because he spits hot fire. That's why. All right.
Okay. Exactly. And who's your big? Who's your center? Who's in, who you got? Who you got boxing out?
I got Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. That's a good big.
I like that. Yeah, for sure.
But I had to put this in there because this
six
is like,
man.
Yeah, my six man. Is, Andre 3000.
Andre six man.
Yeah, and the only reason why he's my six man, and not top five, is because he only got like one project.
You know what?
Oh, speak for himself. I'm Love Below.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I guess you would consider that a solo album then. I guess so. Okay. Yeah. All right.
You know what? You could probably catch him walking down the block a couple, like
playing the flute, right?
Yeah, yeah, playing
the, at your local wherever the fuck you're at.
It's not a flute.
What is it?
I thought you said it was a flute.
It is a flute.
It's a type of flute, but you know, if you're gonna say the right name.
Gotta say the right flute.
Okay, what flute is it?
I'm not gonna fake like I know.
Oh, okay.
I'm not gonna fake like I know.
So the nigga corrects me and does not know the correct answer. I hear you.
You know, I do what I want.
I hear you.
Dirty Diaper Drew. I never change.
He said it again. He said it again.
Alright, so we touched on this a little bit, but I'm gonna bring it back. Alright. So we spoke about wrestling intros. Mm. Right? Did you come up watching any wrestling?
Yeah.
All right, so weird question. This is coming from left field. Who do you think is the stupid? Is it hard word to use? Right?
No, I don't think so. But yeah,
what's the dumbest wrestling choice you think a wrestler has ever made? What? I have one in mind, and I want to bring this to the people. But just. Who do you think made the dumbest wrestling choice? And I'm not talking about Rikishi using the ass, putting his ass in somebody's face, Jairé. I'm not talking about X-Pac ramming
the Bronco Buster.
Doing the Bronco Buster to a couple dudes.
Yeah, he was wild.
But it's... All right, now, you guys can agree with me if you want to disagree, but I'm going to just... Hopefully, my answer will spark something in you guys. Hulk Hogan brags about 22-inch pythons. And his signature move is the leg drop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy.
Dog wrecks his back every night.
Every night.
When you got 22... Don't brag about your arm and your move ain't the clothesline.
Right. You know what's crazy?
You're doing the leg drop, dog.
You know what's fucking crazy? I've never seen Hulk Hogan put a nigga in a chokehold. I've always seen Hulk in a chokehold. And they'll have him by his neck. And you know, he has a hot dog skin. So he'll starts getting crazy.
For sure.
Just getting crazy in the chokehold, bro.
Yeah, he looks like a Hebrew national. Crazy.
Oh, my God. Hulk Hogan's skin is really like a Nathan's hot dog. It's like a Nathan's glizzy. I swear to God. It's the same color.
I'm sorry. We're talking crazy right now because... You're a vegan, so can you explain, like, for people...
And fuck Hogan. Yeah,
For people who are not vegan, who has a different way of living, like myself, I eat fish.
Right.
I'm not going to say
what... what else you eat, buddy?
Hey.
What else you eat, buddy?
All right, so I gave mine. So what do you eat?
I eat fish as well.
Okay, since we're not going to say almost got me, right? Nah, I was baiting.
Chicken.
But let us know what brung you to the choice of having a vegan lifestyle and things of that nature.
I used to eat like a lot of like Philly cheesesteaks and like steak and stuff. That was like my favorite, you feel me? And like lasagna and shit. Like I miss lasagna.
Yeah,
like,
lasagna crazy. But lasagna go crazy.
Yeah, I think
it's super overrated, by the way. But it's okay. That's just me. I don't miss it. I wouldn't miss it.
You don't miss it.
I wouldn't miss it.
That's wild.
You know.
But I used to feel like mad, like you know, like something was pulling me down type shit every time eat. Like I would feel like tired.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So my cousins, they was doing it, and they was like, "Yo, you should try it." And I'm just like, "Nah, I ain't trying to do that shit." But then I did it, you know, and after a while, I feel like mad light, like, you know, you feel me? Like, I wouldn't be as tired, and I'm just thinking, you know, like, what if, like, it might be just me, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
It could be a specific person, but, I just felt like, you know, let me just keep doing this, and I just kept feeling good about myself, you know, and I'm real big on, like, health.
And that's number one when you feel good about yourself, because, like, sometimes I be looking in the mirror, I be like, yo, dog. I don't feel good about myself.
The most introspective shit he said all fucking.
No, but I could talk like this because we're in November and we talk. It's a lot about
men's mental health, right?
Men's mental health in this month. And you know. That's the last three podcasts we mentioned it.
It's also so, no shame November 20th. You can see I'm very scruffy and I will not be next week. And it's, yeah, go ahead.
You have to. Yeah, so I always thought about the vegan lifestyle because it was one point in my life where I didn't eat any pork. And then it was another point in my lifestyle where I was only eating fish. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, you know what? Sometimes I feel better when I just don't eat. I know it sounds exactly anything.
Period?
Yeah, blanket statement. Blanket statement. Mm-hmm. When I just don't eat.
Right.
Blanket
statement. Almost had him, y'all. All right. So Stretch Armstrong here is reaching like a motherfucker now. Stretch Armstrong.
No, I can do it. You know what? You know why I can do that?
I don't give a fuck why you do
that. It's me. It's what I do for the podcast. It's what I bring to the
table. Oh, that's what you bring, huh? Hey, third episode, we're already talking about values here. Go ahead. We're not talking about values here. I bring nothing, by the way.
But seriously, sometimes, like, when I eat just once a day, that's when I feel like I have enough energy and I bring more focus. I think it's called, like, intermittent fasting. I'm dyslexic.
I bring the brands, everybody.
I'm dyslexic though, so it's not fair.
I'm not good.
It's not fair. But and I always thought about doing the vegan lifestyle. Like I tried beyond beef. I tried beyond impossible beef. It's not even funny, bro. I don't get the joke. I don't get the joke. All right, so I've tried those, and I'm like, oh, man, you know what? It might not be such a bad transition to try, but I'm still, like, I'm in the house with two picky eaters already. Yeah. And to make that choice, shout out to Drew and Christina. Yeah. To make that choice, to make that switch, might be a little tough on them. And I don't want to. I'm not in for wasting money, bro. I'm not in for wasting money.
You know, for me though, I'll say it's kind of a little bit of the opposite. Like my son's mom, she's a very big advocate for being vegan, and for
is she vegan?
Yeah. And it's like I think for me, when it comes to my son, I kind of put a lot of pressure on, even with her, because he also is a vegan. Like he's a practicing vegan. So, but when it comes to my home, it's like, you know what I'm saying? I want to be a vegan, honestly. I agree with everything you said, because I didn't eat like any kind of chicken or anything of that sort of, you know, for like about a month.
No cow?
Huh?
No cow?
No, nothing. Okay. Bro. Like, no cow, no nothing. No.
I was trying to bait him.
Nice one. But that's what it is, right? Cow was what it is, so thank you for helping me. Anyway, so none of that, and I felt better as hell. I felt lighter. I felt lighter everything. Like, I wasn't tired at a certain point in time anymore. I could stay up longer. Man, even sex was better, honestly. Like shit was, everything was like great. And I think that I think my end goal, if not vegan, at least pescatarian. What's in this food?
Fish is so good,
bro. All right, I'll let everybody know. What's in the meat, pause, is like so much shit they putting into this. So much stuff. It doesn't even seem like it's like so much processed shit. Y'all can laugh. I can go. But like, it's just like, shout out to my son's mom. She put me onto a lot of stuff. And yo, when you see what they put in this stuff, in the meats and all that, you don't even want to eat anymore, bro. Like it's like, you know what I'm saying? And so even they put in stuff in vegetables too. So y'all gotta watch what y'all eat if y'all wanna go
frozen vegetables.
Frozen vegetables. Y'all gotta watch what y'all eat. Mm-hmm. Even in the fruits. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta watch that. I heard seedless grapes are not even good for you either.
Mm-hmm. Seedless grapes is not real.
Best fucking kinds though. Yeah, and everything good, it is great. But you know what I'm saying? Everybody gotta be mindful of what they eat, and I'm trying to help, because my son, I don't want to tear. You know what I'm saying? Because it seems like there's a disconnect. You know what I'm saying? Because when he's at his house, he eats a certain type of way, then he comes to my house, it's not the same. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it's not fair to him. But that's my dilemma with being vegan. But I'll get there.
Everybody got their own path.
Everybody got their own path. So speaking of own path, you got any 5-year plan, any idea on where you want the trajectory of your music career to go? Like, do you have aspirations of like becoming an actor or anything, like anything in the vein of being an artist? Like, where do you see yourself? Where do you want
to
be?
Well, one of my dreams is to be like a songwriter for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I would love to write songs with people, produce, you know, all of that stuff behind the scenes. You feel me?
Okay.
And that's where the money is at.
That's where the money is at. You know what? Do you freestyle?
Somewhat.
He did the handshake.
Uh-oh.
That means...
Five fingers of death.
Five fingers of death? Do we want to even do that to you?
No, of course. I would never put you in that type of time.
I would never do that to you.
Even though the beat seems like it's about to come on in a couple of seconds. You know what I mean... Right away, huh?
We have a beat right here.
I'm also not on a computer, and do you want to do it to him? I mean...
Yo, you know, I do this, bro. I don't freestyle.
Oh, he was about to the other night until he got curved. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, quick story. So we went to an event a couple of days, you know, like, was it Tuesday? Everybody about to freestyle?
Let him breathe, though.
About to freestyle.
Hey.
Old boy said, yo, turn, yo, fuck all that, nigga. Fuck all that shit. And they dubbed him.
Yeah, that's true.
He ain't got dubbed.
Yo,
I was excited too.
How you living with the beat, bro?
You
on the spot, though.
Come on, man.
Yo.
Hey. Ricky.
Hey.
Ricky.
Free. Hey. Baby, you can come to the crib. Let me really get up in your ribs. Okay. Yeah, man, let me do something to you, too.
Yo.
I said, baby, let me keep coming to your crib. Let me put something in your ribs. You know how I do it, how it is. You know how I do it, get some kids.
Hey. Oh.
With my...
Tag me in, bro.
My nigga Chip. He about to say some shit. Yeah.
Like the end of Two Girls, One Cup, I get this shit off my chest. Right now, I really feel like the best. The bars mixed with bad luck and Russian roulette. I blow your mind, cause head's not protected by best. Nah.
Oh my god! You heard it first! Trippin' Ricky Rick! Yeah. Hell fast!
Alright. Okay. Real quick, that was it the first time we did a song.
Right.
We also have another song, but I'm not gonna play it because this episode isn't about me. It's about my brother right here, Ricky Regan. Like I said, man, I'm a fan for real. Mm-hmm. And
shit, thank you.
Yo, so like, do you do any live performances or anything like that?
I haven't done it in a while, but like, I would love to get back on stage. You feel me? Like that's like mm-hmm. that's like my thing type shit. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I turn to like a whole different person.
Facts.
You feel me?
Facts. Right now you see Clark Kent.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now you see Clark Kent. And that like I feel like the performance part is what really like captivates, like what brings everything full circle. And like whether it be like because it's involving the visual aspect of it, the mm-hmm. sonic part of it, the like everything that will make you. So like if you had a dream venue to perform at, what would it be?
I always wanted to perform at Afropunk.
Afropunk?
I feel like that's like my style. Like, you mm-hmm. know, I've been there like twice, and like both times it was just amazing to me.
Facts.
Outside.
Afropunk, man. I ain't gonna lie. I gotta go there one day, man.
It's lit.
I heard. Question, right? I mean, we just getting over COVID now. And mm-hmm. we just like starting to say, you know, the world is starting to feel like it's getting back to normal. Feel like, you know, to a degree, you know what I'm saying? How did COVID affect you and your creative process? You know what I'm saying? I know you just said that you would like to get back on stage, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And that I know that halted a lot of performers from, you know, COVID stopped a lot of money, it stopped a lot of performances, a lot of live shows and stuff like that. So right. But as a creative, how did it affect you in any type of way, or how did it affect you as an artist?
And honestly, I feel like COVID kind of helped me out, mm-hmm. you know, no disrespect to, you know, people that like lost their lives right. and stuff like that. But it kind of helped me get more in tune with my creativity, mm-hmm. you know, because like, you know, everybody was losing their jobs for me. Like, niggas didn't have no jobs. So mm-hmm. I'm like, only thing I could do is just like make music. You feel me? In a crib.
Did it make you hungry, you could say?
It made me want to go harder. Pause.
And, you know, because COVID broke a lot of people down. So yeah. It's not.
He had to say the pause part.
Yeah. Wait, did I miss it again? I'm so tapped in. Did I miss the pause part?
No, keep it.
Okay, cool. Wait, I'm tapped in still. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, pause to the shit that I didn't hear, though. Anyway, I do think that COVID did break a lot of people down, and it seems like it did the opposite for you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's a blessing in any type of way. You know what I mean?
Because like I said, during COVID last year, he dropped the project, the stimulus.
Right.
So what was the overall review. What was your?
I like the name too.
You know what? Not the overall review. What was your favorite part of creating that project?
My favorite part. Just putting the songs together. Like, I had like a lot of old songs.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't want to like to go to waste. So it's like to bring those back. Mm-hmm. You feel me? It was awesome because like it put me. It just gave me, like, it just put me in that world and made me, like, understand, like I said, made me understand my style more.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Feel me? When I had Show Trip, he was like, oh, yeah, like, feel me, you finally got your style. And I was like, I was thinking, like, I wasn't even thinking about it. You feel me? I'm just creating. You feel me? And then once he said that, I just kept going with that same style. You feel me?
So you feel like you found yourself during that era?
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely.
And that's the best part. Like, because anytime anyone sends me any music or anything, my first thing that I tell them is, are you ready to find your own sound? Because you don't want to be, like, making heard music. Like, things that when you make it your own and you can only find it in this one specific spot,
mm-hmm.
that's when I feel like it's more longevity in that lane than following what everyone else is doing, what the status quo is. Like, and that's why, like, I agree with you when you said that what you bring to the game is originality, and that's mm-hmm. what anybody who, like, whether it be like with film or writing poetry or songwriting, dancing, anything, I'm like, yo, like, when you find your own style, it doesn't look forced.
Yeah.
And you can hear it in your music that mm-hmm. it's not forced. Like, it's something that's purely organic. Not to, like, make a stretch, like, as far as it being vegan or anything, but but it's purely organic, and, like, it's music that people could, like, really get behind and mm-hmm. be able to push it easily.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Even if it doesn't sound like something we'd usually hear, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Which is like a double thing. You know, it's a great thing in its own. Yeah.
And like I said, I got mad love for the project. Are you working on anything now as far as projects go, whether it be an album, mixtape, or anything like that?
I'm actually working on...
Or is it a secret?
Nah. I'm actually working on a project right now called Reek Tape, and it's like an alternative, like, R&B type mm-hmm. shit. You feel me? I just dropped a song from that project called Love. You feel me? I was just trying something new.
No, don't worry. We gonna play that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was trying something new with the UK garage type beats and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So I just wanted to, and I feel like this sound good to me. You feel me? Like, those beats always, like, put me in a different world too. You feel me? So I just wanted to
very up tempo kind of
yeah.
And I want you to know, it's no problem. Like, when you put out something and it feels good to you,
mm-hmm.
then you've done what you set out to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of the time, it's hard for me to, like, go by that same standard that I put on other people, because, like, I'm so hypercritical of my own stuff.
Me too.
But when, like I said, when you find your lane and it comes so easy to you, then just keep rolling with it. Like I mentioned in episode 1, finding your purpose is, like, one of the hardest things to do. Like, people are kind of, even when you are in your purpose, some people find it very hard to, like, believe that they are doing what they were supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, I don't know. Maybe doing this podcast is my purpose. Maybe writing a really good movie is my purpose. Maybe writing a really good song is my purpose. Maybe just raising my kids mm-hmm. is what my purpose is supposed to be. But, like, and you know what? You can have multiple purposes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But, like, just to, like, put it on yourself to, like, trust that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing is, like, one of the best feelings in the world.
Yeah. Also, ain't nothing wrong with just, like, raising your kids either, if that's your purpose as well, too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Especially, you know, yeah, just want anybody who feels like that's, like, not enough. Sometimes that's what you're best and you're good at. And
yeah.
For some niggas, that's all, you know, they really have. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? But, no, for real, I agree with everything you said, man. I'm not going to lie, I'm becoming a fan. Like, really, really fast. And like I said, digesting music for me, new, like independent is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it's just like, it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? We're so, like, kind of, like, stationed to listen to one thing, or listen to new music one way, the radio, or people are buzzing about it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you got to kind of sometimes get outside your own way of listening to certain things. And this might be like the gateway drug, you know, for me to listen to more people's stuff, you know what I'm saying? So for anybody else who listens to it independent, yo, thank Reek, yo, man, because I ain't gonna lie, like it's you know?
Check me out on SoundCloud, yeah, Bars, yeah, Poppy, yeah, the mixtape, you know what I mean? Shameless plug.
I mean he keeps you know, making y'all feel like,
and
shit.
I'm saying I don't like it, but I love it, bro.
I actually like his music. Depending on what, it's ridiculous. Yeah, it's some of the most ridiculous shit. And I actually think that he should probably continue. Honestly,
no, I think so too.
Man, y'all know y'all put me on the spot. Y'all making me blush. Like,
I'm keeping it real.
I'm saying, hey, yo, cause just to say it, cause like, you know, I'm not making all the man.
Yo, so let's play a game real quick. I know we already did the freestyle or whatever.
We never got his wrestling take either.
Oh yeah. That was a hard question, and like it's hard to think about, but like I've really put thought in on Hulk Hogan being I was about to use the wrong word. I was about to say one of them cancer words. A dummy.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
but okay. What's your wrestling take? It's left field, I know.
I used to hate Carlito when he spit in people's face.
Oh, that was crazy.
Yo, I used to hate that especially being crazy. From New York.
Yeah.
Feel me? Somebody spit in your face, that's like...
That's like the visual equivalent of telling somebody to suck your dick, to be honest.
All right, yeah. So since we mentioned that, can we talk in our Brooklyn accents? Because I'm tired.
Yo, what's good?
Right, cool. Yo.
Yeah, fuck this, man.
Facts, bro. When he spit in somebody's face, I was like, dog, you doing way too much. Wild, word to my bro. Mother.
And we know how wrestling is scripted, but he was spitting in niggas' faces, real, bro. Like, real. That was some real shit.
Like a whole bite of the apple, all right. Bro.
But, come on. You saying that. But what you felt about the game? What you felt about Triple H then?
Triple H?
Triple H will wild out. Straight shower people. He was straight shower people.
Oh, in the crowd, right? Yes. Niggas caught a whiff of his breath. Yo, Triple H's breath stink.
That's wild.
If Triple H's breath stink on Friday, everybody smelled it in the room. He spit on everybody, bro. You know what's a really, and I have to say this too, I'm a huge fan of The Rock. Mm-hmm. Like when I was a kid, I got pictures of you on, like, just as The Rock. Right?
Oh, you had the $500 Versace shirt.
So listen, The Rock, right? We gotta get past that. So, the people's elbow is the dumbest shit in the world, bro.
I'm fucked with The Rock, bro.
That's the most electrifying move.
It's supposed to entertain it? Yeah, it is, bro. But that move does not look like it hurts at all, bro. And he does so much shit, bro. And I'm like, yo, bro, it's like hit
electricity
this
don't look like it
bro.
Hurt.
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. Nigga, you not gonna be wearing drawers and jumping over my walking over my face and walking back over here and then coming back. You're not gonna do that to me.
You saying
not
it
to
like
me.
You saying it like that almost makes it like a striptease.
I didn't even
now.
Think about
damn,
it.
Damn, like son. Bro. Now I'm seeing it like as if it was a striptease, cause dude would literally like just seductively.
Yeah, mad seductively. and do a dance on niggas, bro.
Oh, man.
And I ain't gonna Undertaker is a king of 69, too. Anyway. He was the king of the 69 move.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The tombstone was crazy, man. That's a 69 move. That's a 69 wild. Slam.
All right, so let's get into another game. It's a game that I'm pretty sure you're familiar with. It's called Would You Rather.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so are you familiar with the rules?
Yeah.
One has to be chosen no matter what.
Okay.
All right. I brung this up in episode 2, and I know you heard it before.
Yeah, I did.
All right. So, would you rather get the Rikishi's the ass?
Oh, boy.
Or
Xbox Bronco Buster.
Xbox Bronco Buster.
Damn, that's wild.
That's wild. That's wild. But let me just make it a little easier for you. One is an ass. One is a penis.
They both belong to a man.
Exactly. Like, damn.
This is the white.
I gotta answer this shit, right?
Yeah, you got to. This is the white. I gave my answer. Felix gave his answer.
Oh, yeah.
We need yours. And we're gonna be asking every guest this question.
Yeah. So right. don't feel bad, bro. All
right. Damn, bro. I probably have to go with, like, I guess the Rikishi.
Yeah, okay.
I ain't trying to get no dick in my face, bro.
Hey, yo.
That's the real shit, bro. Like, the fuck up. Even that other shit is bad, too. But it's
it's
but what's worse,
but
bro?
Hey,
like,
it's not supposed to be easy. Exactly. It's a game of would you rather. It's not supposed to be easy.
That's so fucked up. I think I picked the Bronco Buster, didn't I?
You did. You picked the Bronco Buster. Wow, and we're not going to let you forget that.
Holy shit,
I will
bro.
Bring it up on every Holy episode if God. I need to. Oh, but we won't let you forget
that. Yeah, but they wear cups and Rikishi's bare ass in your face, though. Like, shit.
Yo, it's crazy. It's crazy. All right, so. All
right.
Next, would you rather?
All right, would you rather sign to Jay or a feature from Kanye?
Sign to Jay. I probably have a feature from Kanye.
Feature from Kanye is tough. And you know what? No surprise there.
He probably do the beat too. You
feel I'd take it too.
And you get to keep your independence as well too.
Exactly,
you
know that too. Yeah.
That was a little bit of an easier question too.
That was very easy.
But then getting signed to Jay does put you in certain places.
It do.
Though, you know what I'm saying? And does get you different looks. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Jay's name attached to certain things. You know what I'm saying? You never know. So.
And we was talking about it earlier. Mm-hmm. Just to stray away from would you rather. We was talking about it earlier. Who would you think would make a better president? Between Jay-Z and Kanye.
President of the United States, you mean?
President of the United States of America. Because last year, Kanye ran under the birthday party. of course I know. Kanye ran
under... Why do you know that, bro?
I have to.
Why do you know that, my nigga?
Because I heard a friend. I voted for Kanye.
I'm bringing
this question to you guys. Mm-hmm. Who do you think would be the better choice for the president of the United States of America for one term at least? Four solid years. Would you rather Jay-Z or Kanye? Tripp's answer will surprise you. Coming next after this break.
Let's get this song, bro.
I'll let you think about it and let's play your new single. Of course, you said you've been watching this whole time. Yo, so the question again.
I'm back too.
Is who would you prefer be the president of the United States if you only had the choice between Jay-Z, Sean Carter, or Ye? We keep being very disrespectful. We changed his name to Ye.
Yeah, it's Ye.
His mama called him Kanye. I'm calling Kanye.
Alright, so we'll start with you. Felix, what's up?
President of the United States, Jay-Z or Kanye? Okay, first of all, I'm going to make it very Jay, because Kanye seems very unstable, and Kanye seems to not eat pork on Friday and then eat a steak sandwich on Saturday
morning.
So, I mean, hey, well, am I answering the question? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anyway, Jay. No, Jay, all the side, Jay seems to have a better business sense, and he seems to know how to move in a room full of vultures, which is what a president is supposed to be able to do. And Kanye just seems a little too outspoken for the president of the United States. Yo, you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Imagine Kanye in the U.S. nation walking around the whole table. I don't understand this, bro. Like, I promise you, I pay money to see Kanye walk on all these niggas in the U.N., bro.
The slander.
I mean, to tell you, it will be Trump 5.0. Fuck 2, 3, and 4, bro. I'm telling you, bro. But I think Jay would serve it better. Jay seems to make really healthier choices. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
All right, I'm sorry.
Except for the S.I. Carter sneakers.
I'm sorry, Reek.
Them shits was tight.
What he just said was kind of slanderous to Kanye, and I gotta do it. Kanye is put under this magnifying glass because everyone has their own contradictions. Everyone, no matter who you are, everyone has their own contradictions.
The problem is,
we're not when you make these. When you make these opinions, mm-hmm. or when you say how you feel about Kanye, you gotta remember he's a human being too. All right, how would you feel if someone came and was like, "Oh, Jelani ain't shit." Earlier he started walking with his right foot, and now all of a sudden he wanna start walking with his left. This guy is an asshole. Make up your mind, pal.
Yeah.
Like, how you...
Well, first of all, that's very minuscule.
Let's get back on topic.
All very
right?
minuscule.
I just needed to bring that up.
he made a very minuscule thing to some big things Kanye does, by the way.
Would you mind answering that question for me?
It's crazy because I was thinking about mad shit. But I do feel like they both would do a lot for, like, the black community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
I would have to go with Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Only because I think Kanye would be like Black Bush. You know Black Bush, right?
I know Black Bush.
You feel me? I feel like he would be like that maybe times 10.
Black Bush.
I think so.
Same
honestly.
To me with your army. Oh, you don't have an army. So I guess you might have got to shut the fuck up. Dave Chappelle.
Shut up. And we don't want that.
I think it would be entertaining.
We had it last year. It was called Donald Trump.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
for you.
All right, I'll give you guys my answer since you waited so patiently for it.
We didn't, man. I feel like you already gave us your answer, but it's fine.
No, my answer is Sean Carter. I would vote for Sean Carter over Kanye West.
Why?
Because like I already mentioned, Kanye West is put under such a microscope.
Mm, yeah.
And I would hate for the president to be under all that pressure and then people constantly calling the president crazy.
Mm-hmm.
With Jay-Z's life, he's so secluded
mm-hmm.
that you don't know enough about him, and he makes good business choices and things like that. So I would choose Jay-Z as a president over Kanye.
I feel like I just said the exact same thing. But yeah. also, but let's not keep ace and spade a spade. If Jay-Z was president, They would go off on Jay. They'll try to railroad mm-hmm. Jay any chance they get. So I feel like Kanye and him will be in the same type of pressure. Maybe Ye would have a little bit more pressure than
Ye would definitely have more pressure.
I want to make this one thing clear, right? I'll give Drew a lot of Kanye slander, but I love Kanye. I love Ye.
Yeah.
I truly do. I'm an objective fan. So when I say certain things about Kanye, it's out of love. I think Kanye has top five, the greatest first five albums I've ever seen in hip hop of all time.
Mm, I'm
talking about
Brad,
from the trilogy to 808 to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, which I actually believe is Kanye's greatest album. I think now a lot of people believe that now as well too. And I do think if Ye was president, the school system would be crazy. Like a lot of kids would know how to farm. They'll be dressed a lot more nicer than they are now as well too. I think Kanye can't.
Uniforms would
education.
Be crazy. I'll go back to school for that.
I will go back to school for that too. Yeah, hell yeah.
I'll go back to school
I'll
for
get
that.
I'll get my GED even though I got college credits, bro.
I'll get bullied.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go through the whole process all over again.
I'm not you ain't bullying me, bro.
I was a short child.
Yeah. It's not happening again.
I got a question though.
Yeah.
You know, we all Kanye fans. How y'all feel about Yeezus, though?
I like Yeezus a lot.
Because there's, like, a lot of backlash.
You know what's crazy? I cannot say Kanye had the greatest six albums because Yeezus is a,
Yeah, because Yeezus is there.
Yeah.
But, honestly, that was the one, like, dark period in my Kanye stand-up where, like, I was like, ah, oh, man, damn, son. Like, I'm heavy on Jesus.
I don't know how I feel about Jesus.
that's how I gave it up. You know what I mean? So
it's the first like non-5-star album he's had, but it's still a very influential album, and I do praise it a lot though. And it's actually a very easy listen when you try to go back again.
It's not hard.
But saying all of that, I still feel that as an artist, your material is solid as hell, bro.
Thank you.
Solid as hell. And I know the best is yet to come, even though I really fuck with Social Distance. I fuck with everything, honestly. And I guess I'm a Reek stan. You know what I mean? My brother, for real.
Mm-hmm.
This guy can't do no wrong when it comes to this music shit. And
thank you.
I really hope you never drop the song that we did together.
Oh man.
I don't want no blemishes in your catalog, man.
Oh man. Damn shame, bro. Like, I really hope y'all drop the song, man, cuz I like this song. I like a lot. Actually, I haven't heard the song that you're talking about, so I was a little taken off, but I do like your music, bro.
Thank you. I really do.
And mm-hmm. Like I said before, man, like, you made a believer out of me. I'm actually a fan. I'm a fan. I'm a Reek fan.
That's lit.
I'm a Reek fan.
Reek fan.
I really would like us to find a song that we was bumping to.
I have it, bro. I found it. I have it.
Oh,
but
man,
do we want to really like play 3? Do we?
You mean the fact that Reek is here?
Do we?
That we
really
got Reeky Reek in
do
here.
We really
want to
play 3?
You want to play that guy? Hey yo, bro. You know the song?
Dude.
You heard it before?
Yeah, it's my shit.
Oh, it's your song.
Yeah.
Yo. Thank you for tuning in to Half Acid. I'm your co-host, Trip. I'm here with...
It's Don Kishan or Kishan or Felix or whatever you want to call.
We had our special guest, Reek here. Thanks to KG for helping us with the camera work.
Uh-huh.
Yo, I really want you guys to tap in. Check Reeky Reek out on all platforms. That's his name. Don't forget to follow us on Half Acid Pod on IG. I'm going to be under You A Trip. And
I'm Don Kishan, baby. You can find it. I'm there. And I look good on it.
I'm mid. All right. So thank you for tuning in. And we're going to see you on the next episode of Half Acid. Have a good night.
Half Acid!